This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello all.
What's
How
up?
Are we? God, we had such a close call on the golden ticket this morning. I'm still thinking about it.
It was insane. Also, the caller on the show said shat.
Said shat her pants.
Shat her pants.
Great, yeah. Good times.
That was so funny.
Well done.
I love
My
that.
Mom nearly shat her pants. So strap yourself in for people talking about shitting their pants.
It was
and
great
for
fun.
A golden ticket where I did nearly shit myself because it was literally so close.
Oh,
I'm still sickened.
So yeah.
I was ready to go. I was ready to have this winner. If you do listen to the podcast every day and you don't normally catch us live, totally fair enough. But message us for the golden ticket from the podcast. We'll try and get you on in the morning. Just make yourself available.
Do you know who loves the podcast?
Who?
And she doesn't listen to it all the time, but my mother. She's like, I feel like there's more in the podcast than I get of you on the radio.
And that doesn't make any sense.
I was like, you hear that, ma'am? Emma thinks you're thick.
No, I don't. She's a doctor. She's a very intelligent woman. But I think what it is,
because we do an intro every single day for the podcast, but also she's not getting the music. She's not getting
the ads. You
know, the useless stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
She's only just getting us.
The useless
yeah,
stuff.
Like the ads.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
She's not getting the traffic. She doesn't need the traffic 4 hours after it's happened.
No, I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? So
it's,
it is useless
it's mad
stuff.
At how long it can be. Like, you can be looking at a podcast length of like, it, on a good day, if we really go off on the podcast intro, it could be an hour and 20 minutes of audio.
It could
like
be.
Like, your regular big podcast weekly would be about 40 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's weekly,
a weekly podcast. Like, we do it every single day.
Yeah, yeah.
And content coming constantly. Yeah. I think, fair play to us, aren't we feckin' brilliant?
Say content coming constantly 6 times quickly.
Content coming. What was it? Content coming constantly.
Content coming constantly.
Content coming constantly. Content coming constantly. Content coming constantly. Content coming constantly.
You got into uncharted waters there.
That was good.
Okay, but for the day that did it, we will not be going on and on and on the podcast intro.
No.
I sound in bits and
much better than yesterday, though.
Yeah, and you know why? I had a really quiet day yesterday.
Oh, did you?
I had a real like introverted day. I didn't really talk to anyone after the show and it was great.
Okay.
I really needed that.
Yeah,
fair. When you're busy all weekend and
yes.
You're going. I had a long nap. Then everyone was away and I was like, for a moment of like, oh, sad. No, great.
Amazing.
Made dinner, watched The New Girl. It was a great day.
Perfect.
And then I only realised late in the night, I was like, I haven't spoken out loud since the show. That's probably a good thing. So actually, for the first time I spoke was on the way to work this morning. I was like, la, 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 la.
Just to check it.
I was like, shit, how is my voice? And it was a bit, but you know, when you first wake up, it's always terrible
yeah,
for the
yeah.
first while anyway.
100%.
I was trying to do warm-ups. I was like, but being really gentle, I was like, la, 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 la.
That's good. That's clever.
Hopefully we'll get better by tomorrow. Enjoy your day. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, if you want to register for the golden ticket, do go on. Do it now, like 4 o'clock in the day or wherever you're listening to this. And try and take the win tomorrow because it feels like it's getting real close.
It does indeed.
Let's go. Wicca, wicca. We got what I
want.
Good morning to you. It's 6 minutes after seven this Wednesday, the 3rd of April. Emma, David, Aisling on Spin. How are we?
Good morning.
Well, minus our Aisling Bonner, of course.
And minus Callum as well.
Yes.
It's just the two of us. Just the two of us.
We can make it if we try.
Do you think we can?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, thank God. I have a question for you, right? So I bought a Patreon to a podcast that I like.
Okay.
Okay. So it's like, it's not that expensive. It's like €6 a month or something like that, right?
Okay.
But I'm very behind. I'm behind on like 8 episodes in total because they also, when you buy the Patreon, you get a bonus episode, right? And I'm thinking, can I cancel the Patreon for a couple of months, catch up?
I hear you.
And then go back to it.
What's the podcast?
The podcast is called Young Hot Guys.
Oh yeah, you're right? A big fan of that. That's the Irish lads.
Yeah, so it is Shane Dan Byrne, it's Tony Cantwell and it's Cillian Sunderman. They are three comedians who I absolutely love and I would like to support. And I know if they were listening, they would say, no, you keep up the payment.
Right.
But I'm like, I have eight to go.
Was this your first Patreon?
This is my very, very first time ever paying for a podcast.
You were so proud of yourself supporting the arts, weren't you?
I was, yeah. Supporting the arts.
Supporting the arts.
I need to.
Yes. If you don't know, Patreon basically is like a paywall on certain episodes of podcasts. Is that essentially what Patreon is?
That's exactly what it is, yeah. But because of this, I get a bonus episode. And I'm kind of like, do I just stop the paywall just for a few months? Just to while I catch up? And then I'll continue to pay again the next couple of bonus episodes? Or do they know that that's coming? And if I stop the payment, will I lose all bonus?
I think it's a bit of a rob. I think if you're starting to pay, you should get access to every single bonus episode
right.
that's ever been.
Like straight up?
Straight up.
So, but,
depending on how much it is, of course.
But then if you stop paying, do you know what I mean? Like if someone's been paying for €6 a month for like 2 years. right? Yeah. But then someone's just paying €6 a month for 1 month, 2 years after the podcast has started. They're getting all this bonus material.
Well, that's also true. I think you should treat it like a subscription on an app if you pay for anything on your phone. So, for example, if you've paid for Patreon, you should get access to whatever podcast that within, say, a month.
Yes, you're dead right.
You know what I mean? And then if you lose your expiry, all that access.
Okay, fair enough. Lines. So I can listen.
But I don't know.
If I cancel today, I can listen to Young Hot Guys until the 3rd of May.
That was, and you probably have catched up by all.
I will have caught up, and then I'll have to pay again.
Let me know how that goes.
I'm in a loop.
And
I'm
well done for supporting the arts.
Thank you very much.
Dua Lipa's training season on Spin 103.8. Good morning.
Morning.
You know what I need to get to at some point in my life? Hopefully sooner rather than later. We only mentioned it in the show the other day. Royal Albert Hall, the big gorgeous venue in London.
Yes, I think Callum saw the Jonas Brothers there.
He did. And also one of the first times I ever experienced that whole idea of a DJ and an orchestra doing like a Beat the Classics.
Oh yeah, a Pete Tong type vibe.
It was Pete Tong and the BBC Concert Orchestra, I think, who had a gig there. And there's a great video of it on YouTube I came across years ago. Anyway, it looks class. And you know in Royal Albert Hall in a gig like that, you're like, do I sit there and like
clap
fan myself and clap, or do I get up and dance? Yeah. I just don't know what to do. I'd say there'll be plenty of dancing though, because Dua Lipa's announced that she's doing a big gig there on the 17th of October. Yeah, and saying that Irish and people from the UK, if they pre-order the album, they get early access to tickets. So
class.
That's interesting.
That's very cool.
Here's Noah Kahan. This is Stick Season now at Spin.
Recharged.
How did you sleep last night, Dave?
How did I sleep? Took me a while.
It
was one of those when I woke up, I was like, oh no. No, it's lovely and miserable outside. I'd love to just stay in bed.
Okay. Well, we're talking sleep on the show this morning. A new study has revealed what kind of sleeper you are, ranging from considerate of others to very selfish.
Oh God, okay. This is just going to call me out now.
It's only when you actually are sleeping in a bed with someone that you realise your habits. Because if you're used to sleeping on your own, you don't realise maybe that you're a bit of a snorer. You don't realise that you're a bit of a duvet hugger. And you don't realise that you're a bit of a shaker and mover.
I know exactly what... I don't know what I am when I'm asleep, but I know that I am, without a doubt, the most selfish sleeper in the world.
Yeah. I was sharing a bed with my friends the other night, Blondes, because we were, on a weekend away. And I was like, oh, I have to just stay so still.
Yeah.
Whereas if I'm in a double bed on my own, I will make a big, like, fort in the corner. There'll be pillows and pillows.
Yeah.
I'll hug a pillow. There'll be a leg cocked over there. I'll be all over the place. So we're going to do this step-by-step guide to figure out if you are a selfish sleeper, Dave, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gone.
Number one, and play along with this as well. Number one, and be honest, even a little bit, do you snore?
I think so, yeah. Tiniest little bit. Especially when I'm sick, I snore a lot.
Okay. So if we're answering yes, I like these, you know, the quizzes that if you answer yes, you're like brought down a line to the next question.
Yeah, I love them.
A certain way. So that's where we're at with this. Number two, do you sleep through your alarms?
No, never.
Okay, if we're going no. Do you steal the covers?
I think I might in my sleep, you know, because I sleep with the covers in between my two legs. And so sometimes when I need to turn over, covers come with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I've been left with like ex-girlfriends of the past being freezing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Pull it back over. Yeah. So yes is the answer. And we can reveal that you are a nightmare sleeper.
Oh, no.
Much like the name, nightmare sleepers can make it pretty hard for others to have a peaceful night. Excuse me.
I'll never get another date ever again.
From tossing and turning to snoring, you're guilty of having some of the most annoying sleeping habits, according to this survey. One thing I do be doing a lot, is I sleep through my alarms so badly.
Do you?
That if I'm staying with friends, they're like, Emma, I don't even hear the damn thing.
No.
And then I have another one set for 3 minutes later. So between the snooze and the next alarm going off, there'll be someone in there, like, wait, if I'm staying with a friend or whatever.
I have the same. I have an alarm set for 2 minutes, but like I would never sleep through my alarm. However, I will turn it off and go back to sleep.
Okay,
like, that's
quickly
a bit
do it
stupid.
With me there, now I'm curious.
Okay, here we go. Do you snore?
Apparently yes, sometimes, okay. Which is very sad.
Do you sleep through all of your alarms?
Absolutely, yes, yeah. I do.
Do you steal the covers?
Yes, absolutely, I do.
Okay, you are a selfish sleeper. If you're a selfish sleeper, then you're far from a dream to share a bed with. You prioritise your own sleep, but sometimes to a fault, so it's a challenge for other people to get restful night's sleep lying next to you.
Perfect.
Very nice.
Great.
So no one ever sleep with Emma Nolan.
That's grand, no.
Do you know, I used to have a girlfriend who I lived with, right? Who I lived with, and I told her I am the most selfish sleeper in the entire world. So we had our separate rooms. It was just me and her.
Oh my God, are you 60?
It was just me and her. We lived in a 4-bedroom flat.
No.
A four bedroom flat.
What age were you at the time?
It was just the two of us. This was only like three years ago.
So you're like in your early
25, yeah, 26.
And you slept in separate rooms, like people in their 70s.
Separate rooms.
And that was sexy, wasn't it?
It was. Well, I'm not with her now. There might be a reason for that.
Yeah, I'm 25, babe. Do you mind sleeping in the spare room? Who got the main room? You or her?
Me.
Everybody.
Selfish.
Ariana Grande, this is We Can't Be Friends here at Spin. I didn't think
you would understand. Spin's fully charged.
Recharged.
It's Pink Panthers with Ice Spice, Boy's a Liar Part 2. You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Just gone 25 past 7 this morning. Hope all is good.
Good morning. I found out that people on trains in the UK have left some very weird things behind. There's a guy called Maurice Green. Or maybe it's Maurice. I'm not sure. I like the name Maurice, though, so let's go with Maurice. He is the king of presiding over hundreds of items at a depot of lost things at one of the train stations, right? Okay. Emma, you're going to love this. He's a dad of two.
Okay.
He's 73. He loves trains. And he could be retired to spend, you know, time with his family travelling the country on the trains, but no, instead he mans the phones at the Lost Property Department for London North Eastern Railway.
What age is he? 73?
73, meticulously noting what people are searching for and trying to find the perfect match.
What a nice
man. He has spent months looking for certain things for certain people and like I think 9 times out of 10 gets it back to them.
Of course he does.
He does.
Maurice.
He does an amazing but anything unclaimed, because there is a lot of unclaimed stuff, is sold within a few weeks, and Maurice's haul alone has already raised £20,000 for charity.
Of course he's giving it to charity. I was going to predict that. He'd never just keep it for himself.
That's our Maurice. That's our Maurice.
Of course.
But among the most frequent items left behind are obviously bags, suitcases and phones and stuff like that. But his desk also sits next to a whole shelf, like loads of shelves. At the top of the shelf are walking sticks, and there are plenty of them.
Oh, baby.
And then there is potted plants, which he keeps watered and sunned.
Of course he does. Maurice.
Beside his desk is a giant dream catcher, like a huge dream catcher that someone left behind. It's as big as a wheel. Printed pictures on the dream catcher of a Native American, a wolf and a wildcat. It's bizarre looking, but maybe it brings him
dream
good
luck. Dream catchers are cool. God, I loved them when I was younger.
They're supposed to keep away the nightmares or something, aren't they?
Yeah.
What else has he found, you may ask? A prosthetic leg.
My God.
A bag of insulin.
Like, okay, I understand a walking stick, you can place it down. A potted plant, yeah, I was going to question that, and then I was like, nah, everybody...
Potted plant is a weird thing.
I don't know, you kind of buy one on the way out and then maybe just forget to pick it up on your way out.
Maybe.
But a prosthetic leg.
Yeah, don't you need that?
Don't you need that to walk if you're the person who uses it? And B, they're so expensive.
Very, very expensive.
And unique to the leg, like they're specialised and all mad.
Plus a bag of insulin. Pretty sure you need that.
Yeah.
You should bring that with you.
Now, see, if I was Maurice doing his job, I wouldn't sleep at night because I'd be worried about the person who needs the insulin.
Yeah, very true. Shot roulette.
What's that?
It's a drinking game.
Oh, brilliant.
Left behind after a rough night, perhaps.
Right. Okay.
A Dyson Hoover.
Listen.
Used and full, like the actual dust was still in the Hoover. I don't know if they were like hoovering the
buy.
If they were hoovering the train or whatever, but it's not in a box or anything.
Right.
It's literally just the Dyson Hoover itself.
Again, expensive.
A couple of baby dolls, which is really weird. You know, obviously kids are leaving these behind.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
A signed picture of Steven Gerrard, so who'd want that anyway? A cuddly owl, a full bag of golf clubs, a life-saving floating ring. That shouldn't be on a train.
That should absolutely not be in train. Stop. Don't be taking them out from where they're meant to be.
Maurice said, finding people's things and helping the charity are two good things. That's the way I like it, and I'll carry on doing so while my body tells me I can do it.
Good man. However, don't give away the prosthetic leg now for charity, Maurice. And don't give away the bag of insulin.
Someone's going to be auctioning off a prosthetic leg for a tenner.
I don't think anyone wants someone with their kid's crusty doll either, to be honest with you.
I would take a prosthetic leg, though.
I know. David.
Ah, you would.
Ah, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't touch that. But the insulin as well. That's
You'd want that,
concerning.
Would you?
No, I'm saying that's very concerning. Good man, Maurice. What a king.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Emma, Dave and Aisling. Aisling is absent, naturally. Absent from the classroom.
Yep.
Neil Sheehan Shaw.
In absentia.
Because she's off in Vietnam having the time of her life. She's back with us next Tuesday. Now, it was quite strange for Aisling to be away when there was such massive Beyonce news over the last few days. Beyonce has released the second part of her three-parter, First Renaissance, B being Cowboy Carter, this kind of country Beyonce album. And we just thought it was weird not to get the review from Aisling herself, who is the biggest Beyonce fan in the world.
Yeah, like, almost annoyingly so, the biggest Beyonce fan.
To a scary degree.
Definitely.
Unsettling degree.
Like, probably, she's actually unwell.
You know, like, sometimes when we're teenagers, we're obsessed with a star, mm-hmm. and then we kind of grow up a bit. She's still the 14-year-old who loves Beyonce at heart, I think.
I guarantee she still has the posters on her wall.
Yes, totally. She's a Beyonce cardboard cutout in her home. So we were in touch with her yesterday on the show. Around this time, we sent her a voice note saying we had lots of questions for her, including some tricky ones for her to answer. And we insisted we needed full replies to all, including Dave making her answer some questions about things she doesn't like about Beyonce, which I'm sure made her feel very sad. So the good news is we did hear back from her.
Oh, thank God.
And we have a general update, first of all.
Hey, guys. So nice to hear from you. What a treat. I have literally just finished my motorbiking excursion through the Vietnamese mountains. I have withered away my tailbone to a little nubbin. My arse is on fire. And it was very scary, but I survived. Any second now, someone's going to call the name Ash and give me a pizza. And I've never been so excited in my life.
I'm very happy for her.
She's having a great time. And I was worried the pizza would come and she'd get distracted and forget to keep going. But gladly she has. And this was her talking about her first experience of hearing the Beyonce album.
Cowboy Carter has been a wonderful addition to this trip because when you're on the bikes, you can listen to your headphones. So my first listen of the album was high in the sky, zooming through the mountains. It was unbelievable. It was a pinch me moment. I absolutely love it. I've only given it a good listen like twice through, but I think it's so varied and it's true what she said. It's not a country album. It's a Beyonce album.
Oh,
with all of this in mind, I did try and listen to it last night. I only got halfway through. It's a really long album. Like, it takes a while to get through it.
Right.
And I did agree, like, It's not a country album. Like, it is. It has
a few country twangs to it, is it?
Exactly.
Right,
that.
Okay.
Exactly that. And I actually imagined that as well when I was listening to it, imagining Aisling on the back of the bike, listening to it for the first time, like, with the views. I can imagine those moments where you're like, this is class, you know? So here's one of the questions I asked her yesterday to get back to me on. I'd like to ask first, standout song for you on Cowboy Carter. What's the go-to at the moment? Okay, and she kind of answered two questions in one, so I also would ask her this. What's your favourite song name on the album? Because they're a bit bizarre, like Spaghetti. One's called Just For Fun, and one's just called Yeah Yeah.
Yeah Yeah.
Dave, you had a couple of questions as well.
I was going to say, what's your favourite song? Mine's Amen, because it's the last song on the album. I think she'd hate that.
I thought so too, and you might notice she blatantly ignored that little quip.
The song titles are crazy. I will say Yeah Yeah is possibly my favourite song and title. I think Yeah Yeah is a very cool title. I also love the song Bodyguard, and I am obsessed with American Requiem, which is the first song. I almost shed a tear when I was listening to that through the mountains. But Yeah Yeah is like a crazy mismatch of genres, which they explain in a little intro. And also the new Jolene is absolutely unreal, and she's absolutely slating that girl. Becky with the good hair.
Becky with the good hair, which made a return.
She didn't respond to a single one of my questions.
No, she totally ignored. But the big one was you trying to force this poor Beyonce stan to give out about her in some level. And she did, I can tell you. Yes, she did. She gave you something back to your question. She didn't fully ignore
it. She doesn't fully agree with everything Beyonce?
It's shocking.
Interesting.
More after Justin Timberlake and Selfish at Spin. Aisling is in Vietnam at the moment, and it's a funny time for her to be away because normally she's all hands on deck and fully focused with any big Beyonce news. So it was weird for her to be away with the release of Cowboy Carter.
I actually feel really bad for the friends that she's away with because I'd imagine she is just so annoying right now. Like, so annoying. Can you imagine? Because, sorry, I just need to re-listen to it for the 11th time today.
Yeah. So we sent her a voice note on the show yesterday. Gladly she has come back to us with a bit of a review of the album, and we asked her some questions. I was very like, what's your favourite song? Dave was like, what's your least favourite song? And Dave asked her to reveal something about Beyonce she doesn't like. I didn't expect her to answer that question, but somehow she did.
I'd also like to know your least favourite thing about Beyonce. Okay. I think that's a fair question.
Yeah, Aisling did come back on that.
Hope that's been a good review of the album. I hope everybody loves it on behalf of me and Beyonce. Other questions you had were, what's my least favourite thing about Beyonce? And it's probably the fact that she doesn't come to Ireland anymore, and it's probably the fact that she named her children weird names, because I wish she didn't do that. But she can do whatever she wants.
Aisling Bonner. I don't know if Aisling is in her right mind sending that.
I don't know.
Because I would never in my life would have thought she would ever say a negative thing about Beyonce.
Yeah.
Let alone her Beyonce's choice to name her kids what she's named her kids.
I like Rumi. I think that's a great name.
Is that one of them?
But it sometimes reminds me of like when you're on Home of the Year and they're walking into a room.
Very
like,
roomy.
This is very roomy, isn't it? Another question from you, Dave.
Do you think Beyonce will ever come back to Ireland? Why do you think she hates us? Is it because of you? Have she seen too much of you in the crowd?
Here's Ash again.
Will Beyonce ever return to Ireland? I think so. I actually really do. And I kind of hope that, like, if she does a Cowboy Carter tour, she'll do a Gareth Brooks and do a five-nighter. I think that's possible. Sorry, I'm just kicking a ping-pong ball back to my bike leader.
To my bike leader.
How's the album being received there?
Yes.
I would like to... I was asking her, what's the story? Is it being received well in Vietnam? Yeah. And she kind of ignored me.
I was going to send you guys a postcard, but then I didn't. It was a bit tricky to find a postbox. And I miss you guys so much.
No, you don't.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
It's 30 degrees here. It's terrible, really.
I think it's fair to say Ashling's having a great time.
Well, we'll welcome you back with open arms, Ash.
Here's Anne-Marie. It's Spin.
It's the way that wake up day to day. Spin's Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
Wake up. Dave and
Ashling. We got the morning routine.
Hello, good morning. How are you? It's Wednesday. It's the 3rd of April. Just gone a minute after 8. You're with Emma, Dave and Ashling on Spin.
So I was actually just seeing this tweet, right? And I was like, there's no way this is true. It must be from one of them parody accounts. Like, do you remember you got Poo Craved as opposed to Pop Crave?
I got Poo Craved. And obviously now with everyone being able to verify themselves on Twitter if they're willing to pay for it, there's a great account called Pop Crave, which is great for showbiz news. But I saw Poo Crave and it had the same branding as Pop Crave. And I was like, guys, what was the story?
I have no idea. It was something bizarre. Like, I don't know, Britney Spears is buying a house in Cavan or something.
It was something bizarre. Something like that. And I was like, guys, I'm so excited. This is going to be great for the show. And they were like, you got poo craved.
You got poo craved. Yeah, well, apparently this is actually real. This is from one of those Twitter pages called Discussing Film. They kind of give you a load of updates about new films and stuff and new TV shows. Grey's Anatomy has been renewed for season 21.
Yeah.
What in God's name? Oh my God, 21 seasons.
I know.
Have you seen her?
She's fab though. She's unreal.
She looks like she'd been working on that show for about 60 years.
Yeah.
She looks tired.
I understand that too. But like, did you ever watch it?
Never.
I tried. My old housemate who I live with, Megan, was absolutely obsessed with Grey's Anatomy.
It's like a soap.
And it's one of the... Exactly. But I wish they'd stream all episodes of Home and Away.
Yeah.
I'd be down for that. Like, why is EastEnders? I know that maybe on their, you know, the stations that own them or whatever, they probably have their own iPlayers or whatever the case may be. Yeah. But like, get Home and Away on Netflix. I will go back to the very first episode and forever have something to watch.
Are you serious? Would you do that?
I would 100% go back.
That's too much for me now. I couldn't do that.
You don't have to watch it religiously.
No,
but
no.
If you want filler in the
background. But like, I'm not going back to season one, episode one of Coronation Street. Do you know what I mean? Like,
why not?
I just couldn't.
That's so fascinating.
It is so much time.
Oh man, I would love to go way back. Like, when does it even launch? In the 80s or the early 90s or something?
Yeah, something like that.
I'd be right back to day one of Summer Bay all the way through. I gave up on Home and Away in 2018 and it's one of my biggest regrets. I'm too far behind now.
You see, I'm really annoyed because Grey's Anatomy...
And I don't know where I'm at.
Grey's Anatomy has been renewed for season 21, right? And I'm looking at Grey. I presume her name is Grey. And I'm like, Grey, do you even want to be there anymore? But I'm like, Desperate Housewives was one of my favourite shows of all time. And I'm like, where's season 21 of that? 8 seasons and it was just done.
I know.
I totally would have kept it going. Although they ended it when it was great.
Yeah, they went out on a high.
There's no way this is still great.
I don't know, Dave. It's in a hospital. So, like, obviously every patient that comes in has a different story.
Yeah,
and, you know, there's loads of new people coming in and out of it all the time. Again, if anyone's out there listening, get Home and Away on the streaming platform. I would be so down for that. The golden ticket's on the way next here at Spin.
Hit music now!
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Ashling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
All right, let's try do this. We want to give you that holiday to Corfu, all with thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Yeah, 7 nights, the Royal Grand Hotel in Corfu. Oh, God, Lord, the blue water, the blue skies, the heat. I need this.
It's time for it to go. It's time for someone to just enjoy it at this stage and pack the bags. Nikita's on to give it a lash. Are you all set?
Yeah, I'm very nervous.
Oh, don't be, Nikita. There is no need to be nervous here. We're just going to have a lot of fun. And look, the likelihood is you probably won't win.
Ah, come on. Come on.
Great vote of confidence.
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
But there you go. Now you've nothing to lose, right?
Well, I suppose you're right.
Nikita, am I right in saying you took on the golden ticket over 12 months ago, January 2023?
Yeah, I was on it before, yeah. It went really bad.
How badly are we talking?
I think I got to like the second song.
Okay, but that was before the introduction of the swap, which
has proved
to be a bit of a game changer. And have you been following along with us since, yeah?
Yeah, I'd be screaming at the radio every morning. Like yesterday, I was like, I want to watch.
Oh, you would.
So if I make a song myself today, I'll be devastated.
Now, apparently, Nikita, there is a Spotify playlist out there called Spin Golden Ticket.
I literally went on it this morning. I went through everything.
That's so
I was listening
funny.
To the intro.
Well, fair play to you, Nikita.
Yeah, there was a girl in our show last week who was so determined to win that she created a Spotify playlist of all the songs she thinks might come up.
A genius.
To practice. So, yeah, that's what you say. Spins Golden Ticket.
Very, very good. Well, Nikita, let's see if we can get you the win this time
around.
Come on,
Nikita.
This is Emma Dave Ashling's Golden Ticket. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win the ultimate break in Corfu, and you deserve it. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist is on the song. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know the tune, you can swap it for a different tune. You can only do that once, and you can't do it on the final one. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Nikita?
Yeah.
Nikita, I feel like I remember talking to you before, but I'm not quite sure where you're from. Where are you from again?
No guess for sure.
Are you from Tala?
No.
Ah,
but you asked me was any Nikita from California.
That's what I did ask him. That's why I thought
I'm from
it was
Clondalkin.
You are from Clondalkin.
That's a memory, Dave. That's like 15, 16 months ago.
Yeah, I remember. Nikita's a memorable person, I think. And I mean you, not the one from California. Right, Nikita from Clondalkin, the best of luck. We got 25 seconds on the clock. And song one, playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. This ain't
Texas. Texas Hold'em, Beyonce.
Stop the clock.
Beautifully done. That is Beyonce, Texas Hold'em. Perfect. You got that in just under 4 seconds. Good position. 4 songs to go. Let's keep moving.
Very good. Let's keep it going with song 2. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Water toilet.
Stop the clock. Wow! Nikita.
That is genius.
Hold on.
You got that in just under 3 seconds. 18 seconds remaining on the clock. A swap remaining and 3 songs to go.
We are in really, really good form here. Nikita, let's go for song 3 and we'll be halfway there. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Right.
Stop the clock.
Wow.
Brilliant.
Fantastic
Nikita.
Stuff.
Fantastic.
Well done to you. You are smashing it.
That's me gym song.
Is it your song?
I'd say that one keeps you running, does it?
Yeah, I was like, who sings it again?
Oh, very good. Okay, listen, you've 12 seconds on the clock and only 2 songs to go. That's
However,
6 seconds
Nikita,
per song.
We only have one song. We have one swap remaining, but this is the last chance you can use it. All right, so if you are going to use it, you got to do it on this song. But maybe you won't need it at all. Because I think song 4 could actually be really gettable for you. Song 4 with 12 seconds on the clock. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Whistle, Callum Scott.
Stop the clock.
No, I'm sweating.
Oh, it's okay.
I am sweating.
No,
Nikita,
breathe.
What I need you to do is take a deep breath in
for
me.
Okay, let's do it together on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
In through the nose.
And out through the mouth.
And out through the mouth. Okay, Nikita, you are smashing it. We have 7 seconds left on the clock.
Emma, can I actually cut across you there and say we have 7.7 seconds on the clock. We basically have 8 seconds on the clock.
Yeah, we're... Okay, we've 1 song to go, Nikita. A Holiday to Corfu on the line.
Here we go, Nikita. Song 5 on Emma Dave and Aisling's Golden Ticket. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Oh, I know it. Rush and
Try On. Oh, my God. Nikita.
No, sorry, I don't even want to talk.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. It hit the buzzer.
You gave us Troye Sivan. Oh, you didn't mention. Well, I don't know. I don't think we got Troye Sivan out of you. But
we got Rush. You said Rush, and then the buzzer hit, and then a second later you said Troye Sivan.
I'm not sure what you said. I don't think it was quite. It was more like
it was a noise, but I thought it sounded simpler. Nikita, oh my God, that is without a doubt the best play of the game we have had this year.
I sat back from the microphone. I even half fixed my hair because I knew it was going to go in a video. I said, this is it. We're getting the win, lads. We're getting the win. I am absolutely disgusted.
Oh my God.
I'm devastated.
I totally understand. However, I know it's only a consolation prize, but I want to send you out some IMC Cinema passes you did an absolutely incredible job. That was such a good game.
Thank you.
Ticket. You absolutely killed it. And you never know, Nikita, you could still come back on at some stage and take this holiday off.
I hope it won't be 15 months from
Let's
now.
Hope.
Darling, gutted for you. What a player. Sorry, pet, and have a lovely day, okay?
See you later, Nikita.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're the respect of everyone listening in Dublin today, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
See you later, Nikita.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Disgusted.
Oh, I love Nikita. Fair play to her. She did an absolutely brilliant job.
Hey, listen.
I just don't think she said Troye Sivan either.
I've just got access to it there, the playback. All right. This is what she said instead of Troye Sivan.
Go.
Okay?
Troye Sivan.
We couldn't have given it to her.
Callum would have killed us.
No.
Troye Sivan.
Not a chance we could have given that to her.
Troye Sivan.
Nah.
All right. Okay. It was after
the buzz as well.
Yeah. No, the buzzer.
For all you coming for us, okay?
Listen, it just goes to show how doable this thing is. 087-711-1038. Gutted for Nikita.
She was a pro, though.
Try and get on tomorrow. Take this holiday to Corfu. Get your summer plans sorted. 087-711-1038. This is new from John Gibbons. Remember it too. It's called Light Me. It's Spin. I think I need a
break. Don't care how long it's been. Fully charged.
Recharged.
Rima and Selena Gomez, Calm Down on Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashley. Justice for Nikita. That's the vibe on WhatsApp this morning. Hey, she said Troye Sivan. We take it on again tomorrow.
And after the buzzer.
Yeah. We play again tomorrow just after 8. You're with Emma, Dave and Ashley on Spin.
Good morning. For now, though, I have a question for you and I'd love for you to get in on this on 087-711-1038. How have you faked being sick?
Oh.
All right. Emma, I don't feel like you're the kind of person who would have ever faked being sick.
I did one time.
Did you?
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Well done. I tried to do it a hell of a lot of the time. But my mother used to be a nurse and she's now a physiotherapist and now she's a doctor. So she's kind of impossible to get anything past. However, I did once and it was genius. I will give you that much, right? Because I'm thinking everyone is sick at the moment, right? But we want to help the people who aren't sick get a day off work.
Dave,
so we want to know your tips for how to fake being sick.
So you're jealous of people who are off sick at the moment.
I am a little bit, to be honest.
Sick days were the best. I remember them. Nothing ever quite matches a sick day when you're in school, though.
Yes.
Like getting a day off work if you're sick, if you're genuinely
it's
sick.
It's kind of just anxiety,
even
isn't
at
it?
That, you just feel anxious all day and not yourself. And then if you feel better by 5 o'clock and someone asks you to do something, you're like, oh, I better not because I was off sick today or whatever.
Yeah.
Whereas in school, there was no guilt. I remember always like sitting down watching Judge Judy being like, I should be in double English now.
I remember that.
Lied about myself. Yeah.
087-711-1038. How have you faked being sick? So this is what I did when I was younger. I only did it once because it only worked once. My laptop, when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, tended to overheat quite a lot, right? And so I woke up half an hour early. I put so much effort into being lazy. It's actually insane, right? But I turned the laptop on half an hour before I was supposed to get up asleep, out of bed, right? And so I knew by the time half an hour had passed that laptop would be so red hot.
Dangerous,
so,
like.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
5 minutes before my mother would come in to go get up for school, I'd put the laptop to my forehead.
Dave.
Right.
Dave.
The overheatingness made the forehead so hot. Like as hot as the sun. As she came in and she go, time for school. And I go, oh, I can't, mum, I'm sick. And she goes, you're not sick, you're fine, get up. And I go, no, mum, seriously, I think I have a temperature. She goes, oh, okay. And she comes over and she puts her hand on my forehead. She goes, dear God.
The child,
you're burning up. I went, I know, isn't it awful? She's like, right, you better stay in bed. What are those little lines, though? What I didn't realise was the grate from the fan of the laptop was on my forehead had created these lines, almost like radiator lines, yeah, in my forehead. She's like, what in God's name is on your forehead? What are the lines?
He's burning up and he has a rash.
I think that Grainne knew full well what was going on. She was like, do you know what? I'm not bothered today.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way. That woman's pretty smart. She's not. She knows full well the grate of the laptop was up against my head. She was like, right, if he doesn't want to go to school that bad,
yeah,
to
yeah,
have woken up half an hour early.
Almost like I respect the hustle.
Yeah, yeah, kind yeah, of a little yeah, bit. Yeah. So yeah, I'm curious, what are your fake sick tips? How have you faked being sick? Even when a kid, even a couple of years ago, it could have been even last week when for work. Let me know. 087 711 1038 and voice notes are 100% welcome on this.
Just to say before you get going on this, girls have a bit of an advantage, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but also, like, do they? Because I feel like people don't really take it that seriously, where it's like...
Yeah, and then you put it to them, and then they go, okay, I'm very sorry.
Do you think... Do you think you could call our boss Nick tomorrow and be like, I'm on my period, I'm not coming in? And he'd be like... Do you think he'd get really uncomfortable?
Oh, he gets... I know, Nick's cool. He'd just be like, get some chocolate into you and I'll see him when you're back.
Okay, yeah, right.
Now, I've never done it, but I know some girls who have.
And fair play to them.
Which are obviously genuine.
Honestly,
as well.
Take it. If I had so that happened to me every month, guarantee I'd be off every month. Every single month.
Your creative ways of how you feigned illness, or how have you faked being sick? 087 711 1038. In the meantime, I would love your voice notes as well, by the way. This is absolutely stunning.
I love it.
From Michael Markagee. New music at Spin. This is called Scared to Start. Turn it up. Good morning.
Just wearing an old dress, broken it out.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Shock horror, Dave is hovering the line of what's kind of okay to be on about in the radio and not. encouraging us all to share tips on how to fake being sick at
Look,
work.
Look, we all need to help each other out, okay? There's a lot of sick people out there at the moment. You go around work, everyone is sick and they're coughing and spluttering and I've no use for it. However... I'm not sick, but I would like a couple of days off like they have, you know what I mean? So we're curious, how have you faked being sick? This is to help each other out. 087 711 1038.
I mean, we've all done it, whether in school or college. Well, I suppose you never even have to fake it in college, do you? Because you don't really have to answer to anyone necessarily.
Very true.
They don't
just
really care about you. You just don't show up. But especially in work then as well, we've all been there. 087 711 1038. This person would like to stay anonymous, Dave.
Okay.
Lads, I don't know how I got away with it. 2 months ago, I booked a holiday, then work told me I just couldn't have the time off as others were off at the time.
Oh, yeah.
It was already booked and paid for. I needed to make a plan. I told them I wasn't feeling well with headaches. Knew I needed a sick note, so went to the clinic and the doctor checked me out. Somehow the doctor signed me off for 5 days.
No.
Gave me a doctor's note. And off to the airport, the next morning I went full incognito mode, glasses and a hat on.
Oh, that is genius. I love it.
But I'd say you were anxious for the whole holiday, were you? That's the thing as well.
I would have been freaked. Do you know what I mean? I really would have been freaked. But also, I'm like, fair play to the doctor for just writing a note.
I know, but you have to pay the money. Yeah. What's it to them to do a little squiggle?
True, yeah, he has something there. There you go.
Something, yeah. Kira is standing by. Hello, Kira.
Oh my God, hello. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, pet. Come here. There's a bit of day.
I literally listen every single morning on the way to work. It's the best part of my day every single morning.
Ah, Kira, darling, you're the best. Thank you so much.
That
you're
is
so
such a
good.
Nice thing to say.
Kira,
thank you, pet.
How have you faked being sick, though?
So basically, I used to always hide like my school shorts and socks first. And then my mum got wired to that, so I had to come up with something better. And I remember there was either chicken pox or measles outbreak at one point.
Oh, right.
And I had this idea to put baby powder all over my face and my arms to make me look pale first.
No.
And then I got a red marker and done like little dots everywhere. And then when I went into her, she was half asleep and I was like, Mom, I think I have the chicken pox. Look, it's everywhere. And she dived up out of bed and she was like, I'm ringing an ambulance. It's an outbreak. I have to get you. And I had to tell her, yeah. I had to say, no, don't. I'm only messing. She's like, what do you mean you're messing your covers? I was like, it's a marker.
Oh my God, I hate those moments when you just take it a step too far and you're like, oh no, I don't
yeah,
want to
yeah, I'm
in
like,
ambulance.
Why did I do this?
Oh my God, Kira, you are bold and
yeah,
I love it so much.
And again, the level of effort is very impressive there as well.
It is,
you know?
It's putting so
I think
much
I
effort.
I seen it on a movie or something yeah, and I was just, I don't know where the idea just came into my head, but she literally shat her pants. She was like, oh my God, I have to get you out of this house. She was like, you're covered.
That is so funny.
You need to think of something else. If there was a measles outbreak in school, that's going to raise serious concern. You could have just feigned a cold.
I know, but I had run out of things by that point, if you get me.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because it was very often I was trying to do it.
Here, I love it so much. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for the call. Have a lovely day, guys.
Darling, I presume now that you're, you know, you're older and wiser, you'd never be at that going into work or anything.
Oh, no, I hit 30 and I got a bit of common sense and I was like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't do that anymore.
Keep it for a rare occasion.
I'm still waiting for that to hit me. Nice one, Kira.
There's some companies in the world who have that thing called your duvet day. But they give you like 4 days a year if you're just not feeling it today.
I need that.
And I'm like, do you know
what? God, we need that.
Rarity. Do it every now and again, you'll get away with it. Thanks, Kira.
You need to get onto the Taoiseach and ask him for that then.
There you go.
If he'd ever get on to me, Kira. Your head is wrecked.
You have to try harder.
Dead right, Kira.
Dave and the Fianna Gael G-string next. Yeah. All right, hon, talk to you later.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye. Apologies for the language there. 087 711 1038.
We were been asking you, how have you faked being sick? I was talking about how everyone seems to be sick at the moment, but I'm not. So I'm kind of like, maybe I should fake it. Mm. You know what I mean? The bosses aren't here today, so it's fine. They're not listening. Don't worry about it. I would never do that to you, Emma, because I know Ash is off. Yes. However, I've actually never called in fake sick to spin, ever.
I've never, hand on heart, called in fake to spin. But I did years ago.
Yes.
One day I just woke up and said, not today, pals. Not today.
It was a CBA day.
Campy arse day. Yeah, it was a campy arse day. And on this particular day, I said, okay, I don't have any physical symptoms that are obvious. What can I go with?
Oh, yeah.
And again, it was an easy one to go with because it's something that I genuinely do suffer from quite a lot.
Right.
The ye olde kidney infection.
Ah, you do, to be fair.
Yeah. And that's genuine. That's genuine. Okay. I can bring in doctor's notes to prove that
all
the time.
You went with that. Well, speaking of doctor's notes.
But the good thing about the kidney infection is, first of all, there's no physical obvious symptoms.
Yeah, of course.
If you are someone who suffers from kidney infections, or you'll realise or you'll know that until you get an antibiotic into your system, it's kind of impossible to move off the loo.
Because
you just feel like you need to pee all the time, even though you don't. It's just very sore.
That's not good.
So, like, until you get a doctor, you can't go, really, you're
of
no
course.
Good to anyone.
Yeah.
So, I feel bad saying it, but it's worked a treat. It worked a treat that time. That was about 5 years ago. And again, you can come back to work the next day. Once you have the antibiotic in your system,
absolutely,
you're good as gold.
Fair
enough.
Yeah. Speaking of doctor's notes, so someone anonymous said, I photoshopped a doctor's note, and I think that's genius.
Oh.
That is genius. If you have Photoshop, the endless possibilities. The world is your oyster.
Off in Sydney for the week. This in from Jason. When I was in secondary school, now this is top tier genius. I would take a bit. Remember back in the day, you'd get milk for your lunch in the school, or you'd buy the little small things of milk, the Avonmores. I'd open it up. This is gross. Leave it in my locker for a few days.
No.
When it started to go off, I would splash cold water in my face in the bathroom and pour a tiny bit of sour milk on my wrist.
Oh, thank God.
It gives that fake puke smell. Then I'd go to the nursing school and tell her I threw up. It worked every single
time. That is genius.
It's disgusting, but it's genius, Jason.
Did you have a nursing school?
Nah, this is going way back, I'd say.
I never had a nursing school. I'd love a nurse. Jenny said a cup of tea on the forehead or a hot water bottle.
Fair enough, yeah,
very,
that works.
Very good. And Sarah said, I started limping around the house after a match on a Saturday.
Yeah.
I stayed in bed on the Sunday and got off school Monday and Tuesday.
No way! Leanne was on once when my sister was visiting from down the country. I wanted to spend the day with her instead of going to work. I called my boss first thing in the morning, said I was groggy, at the time I was groggy, not quite awake. And I said, look, I'm just not feeling great today. I'll see you tomorrow. What I'm taking from this is she had like morning voice.
Right.
And he says, yeah, maybe not. You sound terrible. You probably shouldn't come in tomorrow either. Brilliant. Just from having that like scaldy morning voice.
Happy days.
Some good tips there. One more just through. Anonymous. I always go with food poisoning, lads. It's almost impossible for them to disprove. And it goes away really quickly. It's not contagious, so you don't have to stay the next day if you don't want to.
Food poisoning
is a good one.
Okay. I had some dodgy chicken last night, lads.
My stomach's in bits. If you want to say it's still hanging around on day two and get the second day, you probably can. But if you're like, it's totally normal for it to pass through your system over 24 hours as well.
You know, if you ever say you've food poisoning now, we're never going to believe
you. Nah, not at all. You've ruined it for everyone probably this morning in trying to help people.
Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up,
rise and shine.
Hello. Good morning. Just a minute after nine this Wednesday, the 3rd of April. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling with you here on Spin. What's going on?
How are we? Happy Wednesday. This is great.
Yeah.
Middle of the week already.
I have something to say and it's annoying, right? You know the way sometimes we can get little cuts on ourselves Well, accidentally the other day, I tripped and I fell. It was embarrassing.
Okay.
It was embarrassing. The day before, my little niece was like, Emma, come out on the trampoline. And I literally was standing to walk after, close the door behind and screaming. Wah! She was after tripping and falling and hurting her knee.
Oh, right? No.
On a run out to the trampoline. So
I think that actually might be my least favourite sound of the entire world as a kid, screaming.
When they just are in pain.
Oh, stop. It's actually awful.
And it wasn't traumatic. She did have a dirty L cut in her knee.
Oh.
And I was like, I genuinely was thinking about it. I was like, do you remember all the time as a child you'd fall over so much?
Yeah.
Do you remember? You'd always just make bits of yourself, wouldn't you?
Constantly.
Because you're running and you're still getting used to wearing shoes and what even is a step and why is it in my way?
We're so thick as children.
Anyway, the poor thing made bits of herself. Roll on 6 hours later, I'm out for a walk with my dad. Kapum. Literally just trip over my feet and I save myself with my hand, but now on the palm of my hand is this big cut and it's getting more annoying by the
Show
day,
us
right?
It looks like a cigarette burn or something, doesn't it?
It's a bit bigger than that now. Doesn't it? Like, it is a bit bigger.
It is a bit bigger,
yeah.
I suppose. A cigar burn.
It's annoying because, right, it doesn't really have much of an opportunity to heal because you stretch your hand all the time, you use your hand, whatever. But on top of that, too, it's getting worse by the day because now it's starting to scab over.
Oh, God.
So it's trying its best to heal and then accidentally I'm breaking the scab as I move my hand.
You should just, like, put an elastic band all around all your fingers so you can't open your hand.
Well, that would be debilitating.
Yeah, but like also you need to keep it together in order for the skin to heal.
It's also my right hand, which is the one I use most to do everything. Anyway, I tried to put a plaster on it last night. What a huge waste of time. Non-slippy plasters last up to 2 days. My hat. If it's on the palm of your hand, it's the biggest waste of time ever. And there's just some parts of your body, I think, that are the worst place
worst
to
place
get
to have
it.
A plaster.
To have a plaster.
Yeah, not good at
your
all.
Your arm, your leg, your anywhere. No, perfect.
Yeah.
But your face, your palm, your foot. where I notice it's no good as well is like the back of your ankle. If you
if you're walking.
There,
not good.
Doesn't work. Anyway, there you go. I'll update you as we get better.
You
but
are
how
so
annoying.
Brave.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you.
God gives his toughest challenges to his toughest warriors.
That's so true. Speaking of my little niece the other day, she was like, well, someone give it a kiss.
Oh,
stop. And magically things are better. It's 4 minutes after nine. Good morning.
Recharged.
And I am currently pushing on 48 hours without my Fitbit.
Oh, no.
Now, you know, Dave, I'm obsessed with my Fitbit.
You are indeed. I think you tell me more than anyone how many steps you've done today.
I really enjoy my step count. I really enjoy my active zone minutes. I really enjoy my hourly activity. These are all things that you can get from the data on your app, okay?
Don't you even make sure you get a good sleep through your Fitbit.
Oh, exactly. It's really important because if I wake up and I'm like, okay, that was a bad night, then I can brag about it and work.
Yes, of
course. To you guys. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Whereas now, well, sure, I haven't a clue. Good night, bad night. Was I awake overnight? Who knows? Obviously, as well, I was telling you on the show yesterday, one of the new things that's come into my life lately has been this new thing that I hope is just going to come and go, but I don't think so, is sleepwalking. So
yes.
More than ever, I need my Fitbit now to see if I did 400 steps at 3 a.m.
That's
you
fair.
Know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so the Fitbit was kind of on the way out all afternoon. I was looking at it going, that's funny, it's fully charged. Why is the screen black? It wouldn't come back on. I was getting nothing. So I was out with like family and friends and I was starting to stress about this. My dad loves his smartwatch as well. And he really empathized. He was like, oh, like he was Googling like how to reset it while we were out. And I was doing all the tips and tricks they were advising.
Yeah.
But no, it took its last breath. It said goodbye.
Oh, no.
The screen went grey.
The death has occurred.
And then the screen came back.
It
would come and go and come and go until eventually it was over.
Gone. Not good.
Actually, it's been a really fun 48 hours. I've been absolutely loving this.
What?
Apart from the sleep, Dave, it's actually going mighty.
Oh, okay.
I am absolutely thrilled. And I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to go back to getting a Fitbit. Although I do think
I've actually never ever had a smartwatch or a Fitbit. I don't like watches. I don't think they suit me at all. So I feel like I should be your person to be like, yeah, you're dead right. You don't need one.
So I'm doing the Women's Mini Marathon in June. So I know I need to start running. But at the same time, I'm like, maybe I just need to pack that in altogether.
Yeah.
Because before, when I would open my Fitbit app, Dave, as you can see here, all the different pieces of data gives you, everything currently stands at zero.
Yes.
Okay, there's nothing going on here at all. So all these different headings, I suppose, where it gathers your data, would be active zone minutes. The last 48 hours have just been active phone minutes. I have been catching up on all things Twitter and Instagram. Instead of going down to get some water, I'm like, I don't need it. I will just parch myself here as I continue to go through Twitter. Active phone minutes in, active zone minutes out.
Dead right.
Another heading. Hourly activity is now proudly lazy to me.
What okay? is that? Oh, so you're just, that's your hourly activity is being lazy.
Is now just proudly lazy. Who needs hourly activity when you can be lazy and proud? Distance is another heading. Resistance.
Yeah.
Distance. Resist trying to get your 10 kilometers a day. Just be like me, a big lazy potato. Energy burn. Documentaries turn.
Yes.
Suggestions, please, in my lazy era. What should I be watching? What are some great documentaries? I love a good documentary. And it is the turn of the documentaries instead of the energy burn. Then obviously a big one is floors. I love my Dublin mountain walks.
Oh yeah, I love the floors thing. That is kind of cool.
The Fitbit would be so delighted with me should I do a good round of Crewe Woods or the Hellfire or something. I'd be beating my floor score, climbing and climbing every day. It would be singing and dancing at me and vibrating when I hit my goal. The floors is now snores to me, you know. I'd be dreaming of, should I go for a walk in the Dublin Mountains? What's the point? I don't have a Fitbit that will congratulate me. Let's just turn over and get another little kip.
Big fan.
So this is my life now, 48 hours without a Fitbit. Maybe it lasts forever, maybe it won't. But at the meantime, active phone minutes, proudly lazy, resist the distance, documentaries turn and snores are my new categories I'm living by. And honestly, so far, so good.
Emma, how would you describe my house?
Well, it's lovely from the outside. I would describe you and your living conditions as fun. If anyone has ever watched New Girl, it's kind of that vibe. You live with three girls now and one guy.
Yeah.
So a few of you in the house. It's a gorgeous house. However, it's wild.
It is a wild house.
There is always something fun going on. It's kind of a perfect combination of grown adults who have young professionals who are actually working really hard and kind of a hangover from college of still the messing that would go on in first year of college.
I couldn't have said it better myself. I actually think that the way you described it being like a college house and also working professionals is actually exactly spot on.
But the problem with that is even if there is a tinge of a college house going on when you have to get up and go to work, it can make
it can be tough.
More of an annoyance rather than just accepting it when you're 18 and in college for the first time.
It can be tough. And my housemates, and I love them. They're great. But they're all
best friends forever.
They're all mental. They're all not well in the head.
Including you.
And when I say like, oh, we're not mental, like it's not like, oh, we're just so quirky and crazy. No, genuinely, they're mental.
Okay.
Right? And I've noticed this, that every time we go out, they do this thing, and I don't approve of it. And I never take part in it because mostly I've gone home to bed before they do this, right? Because if I was there, it wouldn't happen. But my housemates like to steal.
Wow.
Right?
That's not good.
No, it isn't good. However, what I will give to them is that everything they steal, they do return the next day.
You're not talking about them fleecing a shop now or anything.
No. They don't break into anything like that. But if we're out on a night out, they will look for things that they can take. And then if it's worth it, they'll bring it back the next day. So without further ado, I have a list of things that I have woken up to in the house after a night out and after I have left them, you know, be. And I go, I'm going to bed. Here is a list of things I have woken up to.
Should you be talking about this?
I probably not, but at the same time, I'm sick of it. I want them to stop. This is their intervention.
Okay.
Pint glasses. Fine. Wine glasses. Grand. Forks and knives. Getting weird.
Wait now. They take forks and knives.
Forks and knives.
A restaurant.
Maybe a restaurant, yeah.
Do you not have your own cutlery?
We do. Yeah.
So it's just for the kicks.
We have actually many other people's cutlery as well.
Other people's?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I'd want to be eating. I used to work with a guy who wouldn't even use the canteen cups. He'd bring his own cup every day because he was so freaked out that other people's lips were on it.
I've also woken up to a pizza tray.
What's a pizza tray?
It's a wooden cut, like a circular wooden thing with a handle.
That goes into the fire.
The pizza would be served on, yeah.
How do they even get that home?
I never ask questions. I just say, bring it back. And they do.
But are they not absolutely mortified going back? How would they even get their hands on a pizza tray?
I think this is some weird, sick game they like to play. Plus, I feel like one of them always brings a bag. just
to do this.
Just to steal something.
So it's a little housemate mission.
It is almost. I don't know if it's a game they play on their own, but I'm kind of sick of waking up to random things because it gets much, much weirder.
Oh, God.
The amount of salt and pepper shakers I've woken up to.
Oh, jeez.
Giant pub jugs. And I honestly, it is genuinely quite funny watching them bring it back. As I've been there multiple occasions, I know you think I'm lying when I say they bring it back. They do bring it back. Mm. It is always hilarious because the place they've stolen it from is going, that's funny. Thanks for bringing it back.
Oh, sorry, when they bring it back?
Yeah, when they bring it back,
have
the place is always like,
for the walk
that's
of shame.
Always. I dropped them. I promise you, they always drop whatever they've taken, they drop it back.
So they're walking into some random pub in Ranelagh saying, guys, yeah. I'm really sorry,
go,
I robbed your
sorry, lads,
last
I
night.
Took this last night. And the lads go, that's so funny, we didn't notice.
No
thanks
way.
For bringing it back.
Oh my God.
We go on. Slippers. No idea where they got them. No idea how they found them. They brought them. They're there. I don't even know who to return them to. So if you're missing slippers, maybe my
that sounds like some girl who brought her slippers on a night out as a backup if her feet got sore. Like
maybe
after
that
the taxi
was
home, I'll throw them on. She
I think,
was fuming that someone robbed her slippers. You best believe it.
It could have been from the taxi because that's the only place I'm feeling where you'd find slippers.
Fair.
A traffic cone. Now we're moving into the college house vibe.
Yeah,
do you know
like,
what I mean?
I feel like you're 17 now. Yeah.
The traffic cone. Three pink cowboy hats.
Okay, must be when Garth Brooks was in town.
Maybe. I have come down after a night out to my car, turned the opposite way in the driveway. Good crack. And an election poster.
Okay. For who? Actually, don't even bother.
And their latest get.
This is what's tipped you over the edge and made
this
you feel the need to call them out on air, yeah?
It is time for the intervention.
Okay.
What I woke up to on Monday morning was a trolley.
Ah, Dave.
A shopping trolley.
Ah, no, lads. You can't be doing that. That's bad. Where was it in the house?
It was at the front door.
Oh, brilliant. So you nearly fell out over
so
it, did you?
So I walk down the stairs and there's a trolley right there. And I go, okay, time to have a chat with them. I come home from work. They come home from work. I go, the trolley needs to go. And so I make them walk it all the way down back to the shop in Rathmines at 9 o'clock at night. Because they didn't want to go when anyone would see them.
Okay, yeah. But people driving past can see them at random walking
exactly.
down the street with a trolley.
So if you saw two people with a trolley yesterday, that would be my housemates.
Oh,
and I was telling them to bring it
my
back.
My God.
So that's my house.
Do they ever feel ashamed of themselves?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, do
all
they?
All the time. It's a constant. Even when they're, like,
They get the fear. Like,
yeah, oh yeah.
But why do they think it's fun?
I don't know.
I know people get their kicks in weird ways.
They're not well, so this is their intervention. Please stop taking things from other people and other places. I would like to wake up with the same amount of stuff that we had the night before.
100%.
We don't need more stuff.
The trolley neck, that's just too much.
Recharged.
This week, producer Callum says, this week I think we should play One Foot in the Dave.
I love it. Why not? Let's go wild.
Do you like feet? You do.
I don't like feet at all, actually. I actually really, really don't like feet.
I don't like seeing anyone's foot.
No.
I don't like people wearing flip-flops. I don't agree with anyone with their feet at work.
The last time I said I didn't like feet, someone sent me a photo of their feet on Instagram DMs. So I feel like we should just stop talking about it altogether.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
I love feet. Don't send me them.
So basically, all this week, what we're doing is we're Daving it up, and today I sang a little clip of a song, but only using the word Dave. It went a little bit like this. Trying to think of the song.
Dave,
etc.
I love it.
Louise is on to give it a lash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Really, really good.
This morning, what are you doing?
I'm on the way to work.
What do you do, Louise?
I work in a bank.
Oh, very good.
Fancy.
What do you do in said bank?
It's payment operations. It's very boring.
Is it? Why is it boring? What do you do? What is it?
It's a bit monotonous.
Okay, fair enough.
Well,
you should do something to change it up today, almost like ring in a radio station to guess a song.
Exactly, yeah.
This has made your day already more memorable because it's maybe not something you do every single day. So instead of One Foot in the Rave,
no,
we're doing
not.
One Foot in the Dave on the show today. Will I go again?
I'd go on, do it for me. Here we go.
Trying to guess the song based on the Daving. Dave. Any ideas this morning, Louise?
Timber by Kesha and Pitbull.
Sorry, am I a fantastic singer? Or am I just a fantastic singer? It was a bit easy, was it?
Well, we don't know if it's right yet.
Well, that's actually, hold your horses, Louise.
We don't know if it's right yet. Oh, it is right.
Dave.
Dave. I love this because I feel like I have cheerleaders.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean? It's great.
It's great for your ego.
It really is. Yeah.
Louise, you're off to the cinema on us. A pair of IMC cinema passes heading your way.
Thank you very much.
What you could do to make your day less monotonous is now you've already called a radio station, you've already been on the air, then you go to work, then you go cinema. That's a good Wednesday.
There you go.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
Enjoy, cheers, Louise. Lou. See you later. Bye. Have a great day.
Thanks, bye.
Talk to you later. We play again tomorrow. One foot in the Dave.
At the risk of being really silly and stupid and like asking a stupid question.
Never. There's never such a thing as a stupid question. Oh. Isn't that what they always say?
Oh, wait till you hear this one.
Okay.
We woke up this morning and it was lashing rain. It was really miserable. Mm. And we came into work and the first thing we said to each other was, God, it's miserable outside,
yeah,
isn't it?
Gross.
Do you think the people working in Met Aaron small talk about the weather? Like, do you, when they come into work, do they go, God, isn't it awful out there? Be like, yeah, well,
as they're pulling up their desks and taking off their scarves and hats and they're sitting down.
God, it's awful out there. Like, yeah, well, that's what we reported on. Of course it is.
Yeah, no, I hear what you mean.
What are the small talk things? Are there? There's the weather. It's the main thing.
The weather is probably the biggest one of all illnesses.
What about Cassidy travel? Are you going anywhere nice?
Yeah. No, I bet you they do. Like, we'd be chatting about radio and we work in radio. My friend works in insurance. She talks about insurance.
Yeah.
You know, the small talk doesn't last. But I wonder, do Met Aaron kind of get a bit of a buzz when there's a storm coming?
I wonder.
Wait, you see this now? Our web stats are going to be through the roof today. summer. Anyone at Met Aaron have any insight on this? Because I think we're all just craving a little bit of, like, we're expected to have a heat wave in March.
Oh,
now in April.
I'd love that.
The sooner the better, we get a bit of heat as the bones.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.